Hey, Pants people, thank you for tuning into another episode. We would really appreciate it if you took a little time to leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps a bunch. Enjoy.
Talk about the adventuring team whose name might be pronounced Desisada Dase, I think. These are relatively new names in the Concord worlds, rookie heroes who are quickly gaining some big esteem. And let's start with Darrow Twilight. From the world of Powanoa, Darrow hails from the halfling town of Merrow, which was founded by his grandfather Arrow. They say Darrow is quite close to Arrow, as well as Darrow's father Barrow, his brother Caro, and his sister, Sunny. Darrow lived an innocent and simple life in Merrow up until the day he found his home in flames and his grandfather missing. Here, Darrow stepped in the spotlight of the Concord worlds, taking on missions and raising money while searching for his treasured family. This path brought him into the company of new friends and taught him much of the worlds outside his small town. Still, one might see the echoes of Merrow in the young adventurer. His clothing sports the green and blue of the town's council. The bagpipes. And the bagpipes he loves to play are a local favorite. The sound a shadow of the treasured innocence of days lost.
Thank you so much. Shit, hang on.
What?
Get papers. Thank you so much, Adam Shatney, for bringing Darrow Twilight into our world. And this is one of three actual Luminary Spotlight applications that were filled out during Mountain Mania.
Hell
I
yeah.
know if you're listening, yeah. you're probably wondering why it took so long. I had a few spotlights I wanted to get to, you know, filling out this arc and kind of all the suspects. You know, everyone got their own little mention in a spotlight. I had to drop that little news last time you heard that the missing King of Coin and their family did not make it here because they were murdered. I had to drop that all in. But now that's all revealed, I can start getting into these wonderful, beautiful spotlights that were left for me and that were full of tongue twisters. Thank you so much
great.
For that.
You did great with the names.
I was impressed.
That was good. That was good. I have to wonder if they knew what they were getting into when they filled those out.
It's like
just like let's torment this fool.
No. I think it was probably like a funny coincidence, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give this guy all these funny names to say. But I feel like That sounds like a, you know, something that would happen in your D&D group. Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm
absolutely.
Trying to think all these backstory names. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Super relatable.
But super cool. We're going to start doing this a little more often. When I go out to like functions like Mountain Mania, I'll bring these Luminary applications. We can start getting more spotlights in this show. So that's really exciting because it fills out our world and it lets everyone, you know, that's sort of interested be a little piece of it, part of it.
Maybe we'll get some this weekend at the Vermont Renaissance
Fair.
Renaissance Fair
that we've already been to, if you're listening to this.
If you're listening
to this,
awesome.
Do you have more applications printed up, David?
No.
You should print them up.
Yeah.
I'll remind you tomorrow.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that has to be tomorrow. Oh my gosh, we're leaving in 2 days. Ah, it's a Ren Fair. It's a Ren Fair.
Everybody
we missed
back.
Last time. We're doing it this time.
Yeah, 2 days, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, week and a half ago.
And I'm sure it was a blast.
It was
an absolute blast.
Guys, it was a great time. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. It was so exciting when we did that.
Tell us some stories, David. What was your favorite part?
I honestly would get into it, but we would get canceled.
It was wild.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Essex, Vermont gets a
Let's just
little
say,
hairy.
The shirts were off.
I thought you were going to say the shoes were off, but
guys, we have to talk about something. Something pretty big and glaring.
Yeah.
And all over this table.
Yep, the table is gone. Yeah. That table is buried under a box.
We got a chest.
Wait. Steven, shut up.
Mail time!
Thank you.
Mail time.
All right, proceed, Steven.
Second week in a row.
Yes.
This is North Dakota edition. We got mail from our friend, the captain.
The captain!
Oh, yeah.
He sent a beast of a box. It arrived earlier this week, and it's been sitting in the house. And I hope it's not a puppy because it's been really hot, and it was in my car for a couple of days as well.
Hope it's not a calf.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, birthing season is done, so yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
I know what's in it.
I want to like sit here and just stare and wonder and guess, but I'm also just ready to open this.
We need to open it, but first we need to crack a beer.
Oh yeah, a beer to go with this package open. Mm-hmm. Do we have the Hooli Forge Railroad Spike?
We do.
Hooli Forge. Check them out on Etsy.
See if we can get some good sounds on this.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Jeremy, why open this? Do you want to tell us what exactly we're drinking? Because it's kind of special.
I mean, it might be special. We'll see. I found a Dogfish Head 120-minute IPA that I've had since 2016.
I know. That's wild. Hell. It's almost 10 years old. Like,
wow, that's long crazy. Ago?
I think it was bottled in June of 2016. So who knows how this is going to go?
Okay.
Oh boy.
I see blue and white paint. What the?
Look at it.
Wait, Steven, I'm pouring beer.
Dude, it's two more dice towers.
Dice towers.
Fuck.
The captain decided I should not receive the power of his craftsmanship. So we have two more dice towers to hand out.
What the fuck?
I don't even. It looks okay.
Before you get into it, I do have instructions to who gets which one, so you can read off your dice tower and describe it.
Okay.
As it goes.
Okay.
So depending on you guys, this is what his thinking was.
We're gonna go with the captain's thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
One titled the SS Jesse Tilton goes to the Tortles, John Franklin and Blanche.
Okay. Yes, that's this one. The Storm Shield I see on the front.
And the second, titled "The Archangel," goes to Jules LaRoche.
Wow!
Ooh!
They've steamed out of port just recently. They've just got here. You know, they said like earlier this week. These things I've been kind of watching along the captain's journey, making them. We've been kind of hiding this little secret from you guys for a while, and I'm so stoked that they are here right now. So, Steven,
David,
what's it look like?
This is incredible. It's painted blue. With white lettering. It's got pink felt on the bottom. Yes, like you said, the title here is SS Jesse Tilton. I know that Captain was a serviceman. I'm going to guess that this was someone that the captain knew who was killed in action. That's really powerful. It says, "Not today, trooper," on the back with a, you know, like Dr. Cross. I don't know what that's called. Like the medical sort of cross symbol.
Yeah.
Red cross. Maybe it was a red cross. There's some more, I'm guessing is probably some sort of military insignia. There's a stethoscope sort of thing.
It's beautiful.
And it says the storm shield on the front. Like
storm
I said. Yeah,
shield.
This thing is awesome. It is a force.
It's a force.
Yeah.
Wild.
We got some clutch rolls tonight. So hopefully these things will come in handy. Jeremy, what's yours look like?
Mine is also blue, which I love because blue is my favorite color.
It's the Jules color.
SS St. Michael the Archangel. That's awesome. Then he's got two flags crisscrossed below that. On one side, we have a holy cross on one side. And on the front of it, it says, "The Guns of Heaven."
The Guns of Heaven.
Oh, my God. I love it. Ooh, and on the back.
So cool.
Ooh, it appears to be a flaming sword.
Nice.
And says strike ... hold.
Are you gonna strike or are you gonna hold?
I don't know. Jules doesn't know how to hold. We'll find out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Dude,
and then the
you
tray
guys are packing.
The tray is like pink felt with white polka dots. Love that.
And it looks like this has been tested. I can see
little marks.
Some dice marks.
Yeah.
This guy even went through and made sure that these dice towers were gonna roll.
All right. I'm officially retiring.
Sorry, Gabby's
the dice
tower
that I stole from David.
It could be our, I don't know, we'll find a use for it. Sorry, Dice Tower.
Ooh, look. Oh, let's try this beer. Sorry.
Cheers.
You got the kind of
I got the mucky.
To the captain.
To the captain. Cheers.
To the captain.
And to Jesse Tilton.
And to Jesse Tilton.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. There is a letter. Whew. Pulling this out now. Three pages full. Captain went all out in this as well. How about, let's pause for a second. I want to read this thing right now. Before we dive into it, I want
to
read this thing.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
It's a lot. Yeah. So let's read it. Let's talk about it when we get back from this break. Wink. Holy shit, guys. Wow, that was, just know everybody, there's a lot to this letter. Very personal, very amazing. Just know that these towers were sent with the hopes, dreams, and story of a battalion of Rocky paratroopers of the Fighting 4th Brigade, 1st Battalion, 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment. And damn, what a story it was.
Yeah, and know that our friend Captain is a really special badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell mm-hmm. yeah.
So bottom of our hearts, man, thank you. You know, cheers from all the way over here in New Hampshire.
Cheers, 52G.
Cheers.
Oh, in the wake of some incredible tales of battle glory, here we are in our own battle.
Oh, brought it back around.
Brought it back around.
Hey.
Thank you, Captain, for helping bring it around.
Thank you for the transition.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that your dice towers are bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with it? What's going on there?
It's not the size, David.
Oh,
I mean, sometimes it's the size.
Oh, yeah. Where's my... Yeah, I got to try it. People know how they sound.
Yeah, so I rolled mine earlier, but I rolled a D12 specifically because I wanted to...
Okay.
I wanted to save it.
Just know when you blow this D20 now, right now we're in a dangerous situation. As you're getting ready to roll that, let me talk about it. John Franklin stands alone against... fuck, I forgot his name. Hang on. Harlan, boom, against Harlan, Burnshadow, and another Dwargar downstairs. He's been poking away, doing some damage, and this illusion he created of the pig man is sort of helping him keep ground. But every turn, I'm rolling a D4, because there's still a chance that this guy's going to hit Jean as he's swinging wildly into this room, into the cell. And if I do hit Jean, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to use that button. And I'm going to take that turtle down. 1-4 on a D4. 25% chance. 2 attacks per round. And right now, he is alone. But you're on your way now. Blanche just finished a fight and used her full movement to reach the door of the room you're in. You are about to press downwards, but you have a journey to reach there. Jean is not close. Physically, yeah, he's right below the room you're in. He's 30 feet below where you stand, maybe less. Maybe 20 feet below where you stand now. But that's not good enough because you need to get through this floor. You need to find a staircase, go down, cross through hallways, and reach your pupil before he is no more.
You were talking a whole lot while we were blessing our dice tower.
Yeah,
it sounded really dire and impressive and everything.
Yeah. How dare you?
But now I want to make dice tower noises real fast.
Yeah. Stealing your towers.
Yeah. Oh! Huh.
What?
My first roll was a crit.
You don't get that now.
Well, I know. And you know what's so funny was I was like, I was going to be like, hey, David, I want to roll this, but I want to be able to use my first roll. Would you let me blah, blah, blah? And I was like, nah, that's stupid. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then look at that.
Yeah.
I got a big old yeet.
I heard David agree to it.
What universe?
This universe.
What did you get?
Okay. The second one was an oof. Natural one.
Okay.
So now it all evens out.
Okay. You know, good. It sensed that you were worried about the high roll and it gave you a low roll.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I just love that the guns of heaven have just been blessed.
Yeah. For real.
So badass.
Oh, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Guys, it's time to get wild with this shit. Let's get some Sirens game. What? I'm cool. Here's some Sirens.
He's such a nerd. That's not what we talked about.
No. That's a completely different tune.
This is not the tune it's the one damn it.
David. I'm fading it out. Fuck this.
It's the same track. No.
Oh, I don't need this shit.
It's the same track.
Combat and Silence now.
Oh no. Hang on. Let me find another one. It's just the same one, but more hyper. That's fine. We're going for it. Blanche's turn was the end of that round. Tonight, we are going to see this combat come to its close. A combat that started off as 2, but is now funneled down to 1. You have finished off Diva Luma. This insidious plot that had meant to spring 2 combats at once, essentially killing all these heirs off, maybe killing everyone in the room, was undone. Now, Azrenir lays clearly dead in this room, blood pooling around the body. The Duergar that we're fighting, you don't know. You're not sure where they stand at this point in time. Reopening the map real quick, because I had it on the actual overall map. Okay. I've made some rolls for them. I actually only made one roll each. I believe I need to make one more, so I'm going to do that right now.
I don't know what's going to happen to these guys. I'm so sorry, Blanche is fucking leaving, though.
You have other people in this room that may be able to help. Start off the round. I'm making a death save for Diva Luma. Okay. Chester's up. Alas, do you have any intentions for, like, combat intentions for Chester and Jules, or do you want to...
Well, I want to stabilize Diva Luma, and I think... Can Chester do that?
Yes, there's also a potion left on the ground.
Are you going to manacle her before...
I will say, you do know from fighting Ar-Halon that once he went unconscious, you brought him back almost immediately afterwards, and this effect had wear off.
Oh, okay.
So you would assume that might happen again? I mean, you could play it safe and do the manacles if you want to go for that route. There's probably manacles on the downed Duergar. They're officers.
I was hoping for a yes or no, but I guess we're going to have to manacle.
Ideal in maybes.
It should be fine, but
you have experience with this, and your experience tells you that she should return to normal.
Yeah, still going to manacle her just in case.
Okay.
Because I don't trust you.
Is that what Chester's doing?
Yes.
He runs over to one of the bodies of the Duergar, runs over to Diva Luma. I think he's just like, sorry. And goes to manacle Diva Luma. Duergar still lying unconscious and dying. But Diva Luma is now manacled. That would be Chester's action. And then an object of action. So he can still do a bonus action if you have one.
I mean, he just wanted to stabilize.
Okay. So that's upstairs. Everyone's moving in the direction there. Things are sort of calming down as Blanche whirls a corner and is running out of the room. So let's hop down to where the real action is. Let's hop down to the basement, where these dice rolls are going to determine whether or not this turtle lives or dies, because you're on your way, but he is still alone. He's been fighting alone for some time now, and all I need to do is roll a 4. 1-4. Jean Franklin is done. Turtle soup.
Well, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Shut up. I'm dramatic. Here we go. First attack's a 2 on the die. Slides in beside him again, just ripping through these bars. You can feel, at least he can feel, the bar shaking with every blow. Harlan in this form, this sort of gigantified version, is so powerful. His feet are stomping down just behind Xenia, who's quietly lying in the corner. She's still manacled hand and foot, trying to stay as silent as she can, as still as she can. She realizes the danger of the situation now, and she does not want to get noticed. I think Ledoux has fully retreated into his shell as these blades swinging into the cell come a foot away from his own face. He kind of drops down, truly bracing for Riptide. Only Jean stands tall in this room. Only Jean. Second attack. It's a 2 on the die. Gosh, darn it. Come on, hey, you know you got, oh yeah. Jean is just sort of keeping the pigman there. I think you see a small smile on his face as he's realizing he's doing it. He's really doing it all alone here. He's protecting everyone and fighting back. Truly wearing the visage of a hero so much greater than he ever thought he could be. It's really, I mean, it's so cool. I mean, this move you made, Steven, was so phenomenally cool.
Honestly
turned what should have been a hopeless situation into a pretty good one.
Good.
Like, it was the exact right choice. It was the exact right choice.
Yeah.
You're a damn fine player.
Almost worth something.
I do get to call my buddy, though, to make a disadvantage attack with his reaction with Harlan's turn. So, kill him! Just screaming out. No, that will not hit.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Jean Franklin survives another round.
I get one more attack with my Duergar.
Well, yes.
I break the concentration. You've used your 2 buttons. I just need to break that concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing goes so bad. Back upstairs, Margus is going to rush over to one of the Duergar and start performing first aid. There's actually one that's right beside them right now. So Margus just leans down and starts, taking care of that. But I think, like, as they're taking this, they stop and, like, look over, like, wait. And, like, just, like, something in the ends of the sort of battle rage, something sort of hitting their features, and they go wide.
Did she say they're in danger downstairs?
But I think I'm already kind of in the midst of doing this, so Marcus is going to finish what they're doing, but realizing with horror, Xenia might be in danger.
Yep.
Margus rolls very high. That Duergar is stabilized, which is good because they are sitting on one fail.
Wow.
Having performed that action, Margus is now going to start running.
Fuck.
They have 30 feet.
Blanche yells behind her, "Stay out of my way!" And she's already starting to prepare for her move.
Okay. Okay. Really curious why you didn't want Margus to move. Very curious. Very curious. Okay, that's going to be the Duergar. One of them is still down, making a roll. Okay. Duergar downstairs is stepping in to attack Jean. Damn it, I better hit. Nope. No, can't, I don't hit.
Can't break that candy shell.
This is impossible. This is unbelievable. Impossible, unbelievable, all the uns. I'm very upset.
Impossible.
I'm very upset.
Put it on
I can't
t-shirt.
Believe this turtle is still alive.
Yeah, man.
I threw the world at this stupid turtle. Amazing.
And you gave him a shield.
I gave him a shield. I was so sure. So sure it didn't matter. Speaking of that damn turtle, it's his turn. Duergar steps in, slides out. Jean once again, boom, parries it with a shield. Duergar steps to the side, and Jean is just holding his ground. What's he doing?
Yeah, let me just remind myself where Jean's Ooh. At. HP-wise, yeah, he's about halfway down, and that's an action, right, to use Lay on Hands? Yeah, uses an action. Oh, boy.
It is your action.
I'm going to continue to be greedy, going for a spear attack.
You locked in. I can't wait till I crit next round. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I know. That's the risk that I'm taking.
Oh, my gosh. I have this button. I want to use this button. I need to land an attack so I can use this button.
Just a 12.
12 will not hit.
Bummer, bummer, bummer.
Harlan's getting wise, almost like it is an instinct that's happening that realizes where this attacks are coming from. And Harlan sort of like weaves this side of the spear, shoves out towards him. Again, like the illusion shows a pig man kind of kicking through the big old sort of like knee through the cell door. But Harlan just parries it.
I'm getting lost to you, pig man. I'm fucking you up.
Holy shit.
That's Jean's turn.
That's Jean's turn. Jules, you're up.
Jules will look over at Chester.
Jules?
You make sure everybody up here is safe. You're a hero now.
Hell yeah.
And Jules is immediately running after Margus.
Okay. Okay.
60 feet.
Yes, you can get ahead of them. And kind of right behind Blanche, basically.
Okay.
Blanche is actually technically in the door. I didn't move Blanche. Oh my god, just moved everybody on the map. Hang on.
Wait, I didn't realize Blanche had moved yet.
Oh, I see that.
Yes, you. On the last turn, you moved as far as you could go. That would get you to the door.
Gotcha.
So you were at the door, out of the room. So everyone's now lined up right outside the door. You're about to like your Blanche's in movement. You guys catch up to Blanche just as she's about to head out of here. Chester kind of nods towards you and turns back towards Diva Luma and towards the still down Duergar. And now, here's the big move. Here's Blanche.
I think this move depends a lot on how we want to interpret the Broom of Flying. Because there's a a weight limit and there's traveling speed and blah, blah, blah.
We talked a little bit about this, and here's the thing. I looked into this a lot. Broom of Flying is a weird item because it has a set speed. But it's not like you know, with a person, they're set walking speed is this, their running speed is this. Broom Flying doesn't have a walking speed, it's set speed. You can't really necessarily dash as a broom because it's a mount, but it doesn't have actions. But Jeremy Crawford in a tweet did say that because it's kind of a very unique case, you should be able to dash in a Broom Flying. I like that a lot. But the way I interpret it is that if you dash in a Broom Flying, you're flying for speed. You are dropping maneuverability. You are dropping basically any way. You know, you're going to put yourself in some danger because you're moving through tight hallways. You're leaning into this. You are going to blast through this place if you want to go for it. I will tell you this right now because I did some research on this map. It is possible with the Broom of Flying to reach Jean Franklin in 2 rounds. Without it, minimum it will be 3 rounds to get there.
Okay.
So it might help you, but there will be danger associated. Blanche would know that getting on this broom and flying through the tight hallways of this manor downstairs into the cellar, I mean, that is going to be a scary flight. That's some Harry Potter shit right there.
So what are we talking? What are the risks?
Basically, I'm gonna make new rolls. You might take damage. It might slow you down if you roll too low.
Okay.
DM fiat, because that's the most fun.
All right. Yeah, Blanche is gonna do whatever she can to get to Jean as fast as she can.
In that case, here's another problem, another conundrum that you face. You're sitting in a doorway. You're kind of set into the eastern wing of this building, but not far from the sort of main entrance hall in the building center. There's a staircase farther along the eastern wing. There's a staircase way down the western wing. You know that downstairs in the cellar, it's a little more western-based, where you'd actually find the turtles. So what's running through your mind in this instant, because you're a fucking genius, is trying to break down exactly which way is faster. Do you go right towards the western wing, or do you go left towards the eastern wing? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you this. I want you to make an investigation check, because you have had a map of this house in your hands. You have looked at this map. And whatever you might have noticed, I'm sure Blanche has this sort of in her mind. Your intelligence is high enough that I think this can all come down to investigation check. And because it was a small map that you're looking through and getting all my details from, you may take advantage from your eyes.
I was just going to ask you that. I can
see your stupid Steven face getting ready to ask.
All right, here we go. Through the storm shield.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. First roll's a 4. Let's see what advantage gives me.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
15 on the die, 19.
19, okay. You know that heading to your right, which would bring you towards the western wing, is faster. Approximately 185 feet that will reach. The left is about 210. If you go left from here, it will take you about 3 rounds, even with the broom, to reach Jean.
Gotcha.
If you go right, it'll take you 2. You'll get there very quickly.
All right, she's going to go the shorter path. And what are we talking about for... like actions here? Is this going to be just a move action, or is it going to be a full action?
It's a full action.
Okay.
So you have a bonus action still, but you're using your action to dash and your movement to move. So you are just getting on your broom and you are rocketing down the hallway. As you move out, real quick action, give me a perception check for fun.
Perception for fun.
Yeah.
Natural 1.
Okay. Interesting. I'll say this. You do know one thing. Even with a natural 1, with your passive, you pick up one thing with your passive anyway.
Okay.
Which is that to the left, towards the eastern wing, direction you're not going, you can hear from the staircase, sort of booming down from upstairs, Amos Nier's voice just shrieking, "Assassin! Assassin! My son is dead! Assassin! Assassin!" And you hear footsteps start pounding as two Dwergar officers round the corner of the staircase, and they're charging down the eastern hall towards you, just saying, stop right there! Stop right there!" They don't know what's going on, and they see you making a move.
"We've apprehended her. She's in manacles in the ballroom."
They're running. You gotta make your move now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she's making her move.
Yeah, did you yell that as you're kind of turning?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So speed's the game here. It's like, this moment is so precious.
Exactly.
So pumped. Okay, so you're going to fly away from them towards the west.
Yes.
Okay. That was a pretty low roll.
I know, there's a lot of information for such a low roll.
With that low roll, you look to the right, you're running. You see the path to the staircase in the western wing seems totally clear. Totally clear.
Okay.
You're good. You're fine.
Okay.
You launch down the hallway, rocketing. Everything is a blur. You blast through the sort of main entrance hall, past like the where the main doorway in this building are, and you rocket through this entrance hall into the western sort of hallway, closing in on the staircase that lies just south of the kitchens. And suddenly you pick up what you didn't hear before. The sound of humming and some racketing. So sounds like plates and utensils sort of, What's the word here? Clattering. On a tray or some kind of cart. And suddenly, you watch as, I love this so much,
stupid.
You watch in horror as Fyodor Popov rounds the corner into the hallway, pushing a cart loaded with big, beautiful golden omelets. God. Stacks of perfect pancakes, plump sausages, still sizzling bacon, so many chives because it's fancy. Biscuits and honeys, gravies and crispy potatoes, a veritable feast filling the hallway right before you. And the smiling fielder's eyes fill with terror as he sees Blanche Trudeau rapidly launching towards him. Too late for him to react. I need a deck save with disadvantage.
Because
you are dashing on this broom, and you're gonna take out this poor chef's delicious dinner.
In Blade Song, I get advantage on dexterity checks, not saving throws, though.
Ooh, no dice. Yeah, we play hard here. Disadvantage on this. I'm gonna tell you right now, depending on how low this is, if it's somewhat low, that number's mine, you're gonna take some damage.
Oh.
If it's lower than that, you're gonna take damage and you're going to get slowed down.
It's 13.
You're gonna take some damage, you're not gonna get slowed down.
How much damage? Man, I really thought I was gonna be rolling checks, not saving throws.
I was about to give you a button, but you just kept going ahead with it.
Well, I kind of also thought the saving throw was just for like, are you gonna knock the delicious cakes over?
There's likely a check.
It's David.
When you're going down the stairs next round, but you blast down the hallway, you're heading towards the stairs, Fyodor turns the corner, no, screaming out as you come flying towards him. Omelets, breakfasts, everything, everywhere, plates, everywhere. Blanche takes 7 points of damage. Whoa. As you just like get like your utensils sort of, there's like knives that go skittering past you.
Holy
you just get
crap.
I mean, you're bludgeoned. You just like smash into a bunch of plates.
Yeah, I guess
you're like,
so.
Yeah, this thing was stacked high. It was beautiful.
It's
it was
like
perfect.
An axe hit.
I am so happy that I now know what you think the sound of a bunch of omelets flying through the air is.
Jeremy, fix it in editing. Give me an
Eddie. I did not think I needed to know that, but I'm very happy I do.
Add some effects. Auto-tune me.
Auto-tune.
The no! As you're already gone, but you're not slowed down. As this rattles you, maybe you're losing control for the moment for a second. With a 13, you maintain hold in your direction. You zoom. You're nearly at the stairs. Next round, we're going to roll a check to see how that obstacle goes at this speed.
That's Blanche's turn.
Fyodor Popov is crying. Next up, top of the round, Diva Luma is going to make a death save.
Wait, I thought. Oh.
Yeah, okay. He used his action there.
And that's Chester.
He's going to go for a stabilize.
Okay. Speed DC 15.
Blanche did drop the potion there.
There's a potion.
She did. Okay. Well, let's just try this. And
you know what?
Because there's still another guy that we.
Tell you what, there's a turn I didn't do last time. I forgot. DePiero's in that room too. DePiero can give the potion to somebody. DePiero. Kind of not sure what to do right now because this is crazy. Looks to Chester, who's just been.
I was just going to say, have Chester instruct DePiero to go to the other door.
Oh, right. I have to do that.
Yeah, you do.
I forgot. I was looking at you like you had to voice Chester. Hey, go to the door I got. All right. Do it.
That wasn't convincing.
I'm still going through puberty. Why can't I do Chester? Hey, go to the door I got. Go. DePiero. All right. Yes. Small child. Yes. Just runs, grabs the potion off the ground. Chester's like. Pointing to it, charges the Dwargar, administers it, which is good because he was sitting on two fails.
Wow.
Whoa.
And just as he's about to leave this world, hey, no. This is the guy who was like standing tall, really helped protect you. And Dwargar's like, Guardian, stand. You'll be fine. You've done well. Okay.
Cool.
Now it's Chester.
So now does Chester have. So now does Chester have a modifier for this?
It's going to be intelligence. I don't believe he has.
Nope.
Yep. Okay. Flat check. DC 15. Wait. What do I do? It's like knife wounds, blood pouring out of the body. Actually, it's all like psychological damage. How do you deal with Shadow Blade?
I don't know, but he failed it.
Trying to. Okay. This is. I got this. All right. He's just standing with the body, completely lost, but doing his Chester darndest. What'd you get out of curiosity?
Eight,
okay. If it was a 10, I would have given you information on how, like, she's doing.
Sure.
But
Okay.
Oh, baby, that's Arlen. This is it. This is the round. I had to drop this turtle. D4, statistically speaking, I should have hit for 18 times by now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So
we're way overdue.
Way overdue. Here it is.
But it's still not going to happen.
Here's the 4. Gonna drop this turtle. God, it's a three. No! Can you use a button on this?
I mean, you can use your button on whatever you want.
No, I need it on the die roll. I need to get a crit. I need to get a crit. I'm getting greedy for my crit. It's fucking happening right now. First one goes in, smash. Doesn't, he goes like over Jean's head again. He's weaving around it. He's fine. Come on. Come on, you son of a bitch. You know what? Hang on a second, I got a plan.
Oh, that's, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, I don't know if this is, you're good. Using the storm shield? That's mine, though. Yeah, hold on, magic fingers.
It's a four! It's a four!
It feels so cool.
Oh, the port of pain was just broken.
Asterisk.
Oh, no, sir.
Asterisk.
Well, now you still got to hit his 19 DC.
I'm using my button for advantage.
And I'm negating that.
What? Damn you.
Oh.
I cannot believe.
I have been waiting for
you just delete David's button?
You said this so long ago that you were going to save those for this.
I can't believe you forgot about it because we just brought it up last week, too.
No.
Whoa.
I'm still hitting that. I don't care if it's one die, two die, half a die. I'm critting.
All right. You're done using the storm shield, though.
Give me yours, Jeremy.
No.
Give me the guns I have.
Nope.
Ah.
Nope.
Fine. It's all right. I got my four. Port of Pain here will take care of me. Come on, Captain. You and I. Let's take this turtle down. It's not a crit, but it's most certainly a hit. 16 on the die.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, Harlan, thank you so much for finally getting in there. Can I break this concentration once and for all? Not the most damage it could have been, but still 14 points of damage.
Okay, so that's the save I have to make?
Save is going to be 10. It's half the damage you take. So still a DC 10. Still DC 10. 10's the
yes,
foot.
Yes, the floor.
If you want a button.
It's better than foot. I like that. Can't get feet off my mind.
I've got a button. Okay, I think I should use it.
I had four buttons in here. Oh, no, because it was the... I don't know how I got four buttons in here.
What?
I don't know how I got four buttons in here.
I don't know either.
But take my last. Take my last one.
Okay. All right. We had a weird button day. A lot of buttons happened that day, and then you just had to keep them all. So I think that's why you had four buttons.
Okay. Okay. Well, damn it, because I didn't give you disadvantage on that attack roll because I hadn't brought it up yet, and I felt dirty not saying, "Hey, I had four buttons."
Oh.
Shit.
Oh.
All right. See, let's make this save.
This is where honesty gets me.
Okay, good thing for the button, because the first roll was a 4, which is only a 7. 11.
Oh, nice. My
8
gosh.
On the die.
This blade comes in, and Jean's not ready for it. It blasts through his shield with the weight and power of this Duergar's form, this massive form, just like knocks his shield back, slashes deep into him, and he screams out. Ledoux kind of behind him, he's like, John, no! And the pigman sort of flickers again, but manages to stay almost like this fuzzy, barely there image. John's eyes are blurred, and he's sort of holding his ground. I will protect everyone, damn it!
You said it was 16 or 13 damage?
14.
14. Somewhere in between there.
Yeah. Neither of those, actually. And now... Oh, man, but it's still up. My Duergar's gonna step in. Another guy can step in and attack with disadvantage.
Kill him!
And misses. So Jean kind of recovers, parries that blast, or that sort of blow. Okay. All right. At this point, Margus will keep running. Margus will not be there for, like, 3 rounds.
Okay.
Because unless you can find a way to, like, really speed up, keeping up with Blanche with 100 feet of movement speed is gonna be very, very hard to do. But Margus is going to follow the direction you're going, just charging down the hallway. The Duergar that coming out of the room are now like, you know, I think actually there's Duergar running towards you. I think Margus turns towards them, sees you going, and is just sort of like yelling, like, downstairs, downstairs, my daughter's in danger, they're in danger. And Duergar kind of like, no, hey, hold on. There's kind of like this sort of altercation, kind of like getting a little messy. But I think Margus turns to you, Jules. Nods, and you see they just charge towards the Duergar coming down the hallway, fully ready to, like, apprehend, and based on the clenched fists, more than apprehend them and hold them off if needed, to give you guys a space to get to Xenia. That's the Duergar downstairs. The ones in the room are now fully stable. They are not conscious. They're just sitting at zero HP and stabilized. No, no, one of them got a potion. One of them's
yeah,
up.
One of them got a potion.
Never mind. He's up. He can run over to Dima. He stands up.
Oh, what? Oh, thank you, my lord. Thank you, guy. Turns. Is he all right?
Sees his buddy, nods as he sees he's okay, and then gets up and starts charging towards Diva Luba, who's clearly down and hurt.
Oh, is he all right? Can I?
Yeah, yeah, do it, do it. It's all right. She's gone. It's over. Poison's gone.
All right.
Kind of goes down, starts working, see if I can roll. 19 on the die.
Nice.
With Chester's guidance, Diva Luma is stabilized. Still has zero HP.
Wow.
But stabilized. Chester just breaks a huge sweat, you know, just wipes sweat off his brow and sits back like, whew. Oh, man. All right. All right.
Wait, say that one more time.
Oh, basically the Dwargar gets to, he was healed, so he gets to roll over, and Chester told him to heal her. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. You need to roll. He rolled. But Chester was very happy because he was, like, confused, and then he didn't know what to do, and then this Dwargar came in with actual medical training and, like, dealt with it. Okay. With that, the situation upstairs is basically resolved. Everyone is stabilized. Amazingly, given this insidious plot, only one died. And Azranir is clearly already gone. That's going to be Jean Franklin. Oh, wait, no. That's my Dwargar downstairs. I got to let that guy go. Silly me. Ugh. Silly goose. He steps in. He's got to attack Jean. I'm breaking that illusion. No more buttons. No more buttons for you. And it's a 5 on the die. Keep going. It's Jean's turn. He goes in. Once again, a parry. Yo, what are you doing?
Jean's going to... He's got 25 HP in his pool, his lay on hands pool, right?
He does.
Okay. He's going to put 20 into himself.
Damn. Okay. Oh, it's going to be tough to take you down now.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the point.
That's his turn. He just puts his hand to himself and slowly heals his wounds, standing tall, standing strong. Upstairs, DePiero on his turn. Basically, all he does is he just turns towards you, Jules. Assist the master defense. Save my son, please.
Jules, who's 60 feet away from him?
Yeah, you're in the room next to him, though. He's still, like, he's yelling at you, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
He knows he can't keep up. Okay. He knows he's got no point place here. But he knows from Blanche's words that Jean is in terrible danger. You can see, like, the pure, like, sort of horror on his face. Okay. All right.
So where is Margus in relation to Jules now?
At this point, Margus is outside the map, and...
So Jules will pass them on the way.
If you want to go the Dwargar route, Margus went the other direction that Blanche did not go.
Okay.
So you assume that Blanche went the faster way.
They've already gone down that corridor.
They've already gone down that corridor, and they're currently stopping the other Dwargar from, like, charging towards you. They're new to the situation. They're confused. They're going to try to apprehend everyone. You have a chance to move.
Okay.
Here.
So Jules will turn right the way that Blanche went, but as he goes around the corner, he leans over his shoulder. Margus!
Yeah.
You let us handle this.
You handle that.
Cracks knuckles.
I'll handle them. What are you doing? Hey, hey. Cool. Put those away.
All right, and Jules continues.
Hell yeah, you just pound down the hallway. It's going to take you, I think, 3 rounds going full speed to get down there. Blanche, get there in 2.
Yeah.
So,
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You already used Misty Step, right? So you can't use it again? It's only 1 per day?
Correct.
Okay. You could get a little extra speed with Misty Step, but all right. I mean, you had to use it. You got away from Diva Luma in a bad situation.
Yeah.
You might have died if you hadn't used it. So.
Yep.
Okay. With that, we have Blanche.
All right, we're making movement.
This time, you're moving down the stairs. I just want an acrobatics check from you. You're going full speed here. Now you have to maneuver into the stairs, swirling kind of down. Like, this is a maneuver.
Okay.
But you have your advantage from Bladesong, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. You're in the zone. You hear the sound of your blade is, like, stowed, I imagine. Or, like, are you holding, like you hear the sound of the singing blade surrounding you as you launch through, muffling the cries of poor Fyodor Popov behind you.
Yeah, I imagine that maybe she's got the broom, she's straddling the broom and holding the broom in one hand and dragging her sword behind her in the other. Like, the tip is,
cool.
Like, almost dragging on the floor.
Whoa, you're spinning down the stairs. What do you get?
The highest roll was a 21.
With an over 20. You do not take damage. You do not get slowed down.
Nice.
You push down the stairs, sliding over steps. You're maybe going upside down for a second. Your head just kind of just above the actual stairs of the steps. You full sort of flip as you spin around the corner into the basement. And on the next turn, with just your movement, You can see the room ahead. You'll be there.
Great.
You had to use your action to get this far, but you are like zooming down the hallway, closing in. The door, I think, would be closed because they were guarding prisoners, so it would make no sense if the door's open. But you can see the closed door. You can hear like the sound of battle inside. Perhaps you hear Jean's voice just there. You hear a muffled grunt, and you realize he's still okay. He's still okay. He's still okay.
Yeah, when she gets down the stairs, she's going to shout, "Stay alive!"
Hell yeah. At this point, I'm going to focus purely on those in this combat. Harlan, the other Duergar, Jules on the way. We'll get to you when you get there. Blanche. So let's cut this combat down. Let's zoom in. Harlan's turn. Wait, no, hang on.
Got to roll your D4 first.
I guess I get to drop that attack roll then because I rolled it out of order. It's, rules of the game. Rules of the game. Wouldn't have mattered. It's a 3 on the die. The second attack right now. It's
second
coming.
Attack.
Second attack's coming. Come on, come on. I got to use your dice tower. 3 on the die again.
No, get out of
here. D4. Dude, I'm stealing your dice tower.
No way.
Ah! He goes.
It's shielding me from you.
He hit before, but just again, he's slamming. Can't get in there. Maybe frantic because he hears a voice coming. Mm-hmm. He wants to finish this. That maddened rage wants to finish this fight. Next up is the other Dwarf's going to get his reaction attack. First, or he didn't roll, so the disadvantage doesn't matter. Misses. Moving on to Jean Franklin. No. Moving on to the Dwarf getting his full attack. It's weird because I have 17 people in the combat tracker and I'm only using 5 of them. It's going to be a hit.
Oof.
Be a 20. That does hit him, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, 19 AC.
10 points of damage.
Oh, my.
It's pretty good. I rolled really good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Rolled really good. Warpick slides into John. He screams out again. I need a concentration check.
All right.
For con
Come
save.
On, man. Cannot fail this.
Do you want advantage?
I'm out of buttons.
I have buttons.
Okay, I'll use it if you're
Take
giving
a button.
It.
I'll allow it.
Have we done crossboy buttons before?
I don't know if we
before?
Have. Typically, if you're like
we
involved
have.
In the same combat,
we have.
I do it. Okay.
Yeah.
We probably have.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
It's
you cross
John
your buttons.
Franklin.
It's
for
John
Franklin.
Franklin.
It's for the party.
Probably wouldn't have needed it because the first one's a 12, so it's 15.
Still good to have it.
Yeah, still good to have it. Second rolls a 19 on the die.
You're good. Yeah. 12 would have got you anyway. So you, he takes that hit, but he stands against it.
Awesome.
Okay. Flicker still up. Jean is holding on for dear life. And that is Jean's turn.
Hearing that Blanche is on the way, he's going to do what he can to survive. He's going to take the dodge action.
Oh, okay. All right. Just a smile across his face. His shoulders kind of set. Like, it seems like there's not so much weight on them now because he realizes he's not alone anymore. His eyes blur in a way that you think he could cry in this moment, but he won't. He raises his shield and takes the dodge action.
Hell yeah.
Love it. Did you hear it down the hallway? Yes, sir! Okay. Jules is moving. Blanche, that's you. You take the rest of your movement. You don't need roll checks because you're only using your movement at this point. You're not dashing. You zoom. And I'm going to drop you right in the doorway to the room. That should be, I think when I measure this out, that's about where you'd be if you...
Oh, right. I keep waiting for you to change the map, but it's 2 maps on the same page.
Yes. So down the bottom of the map, you are in this room. Funny enough, you don't see the pig man. You just see Harlan is swatting at something that like...
Right.
You don't know what he's attacking. Maybe you pick up and realize that Jean must have used the ring.
Right.
Because you gave it to him, so you probably like, aha.
Yeah, and she knew what was on it, I'm sure.
As you burst in this room, right in front of you, you see a Duergar standing beside a massive Harlan. This Duergar turns to you and kind of like surprise, just one of the officers here.
Yeah.
Jean is standing. Xenia Ruba is on the ground in the corner, very still. Yeah, you probably can't tell alive or dead right now, given the situation. And you see Ledoux in the back of the cell, still safe.
Okay. Blanche is going to step up, so now she's in range of both Harlan and the other Duergar.
Okay.
And she's going to swing at the Duergar, actually.
Okay.
Duergar guard. 19 plus 8, whatever that is.
That'll hit.
Fast math and stuff.
Dude, I can never tell whether you rolled good or bad. Because every single one, you flip your hand up into the air like,
Yeah, exactly.
Looks mad every time he gets a good roll.
Let me get my D8 out and roll it thrice.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Shadowblade's still active.
Yep, Shadowblade for...
Oh my gosh.
Like 7 or 8 more rounds.
Yeah, I think we'll finish the fight with that.
Yeah. 14.
That is a solid blow on this Duergar. You come, he spins around to see you. You just immediately are already in there swiping into him, and this like blade passes through him. Gah! The psychic damage strikes him true. He kind of rocks back on his feet. He looks bad already.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, Blanche Trudeau. Jules, at this point, you're hitting the staircase.
Okay.
You're two turns. You're like, you run past Fyodor, who's, what has happened? Why did Blanche do this to my omelets? What am I doing, Jules Rose? What has happened?
As Jules runs by, he picks up an omelet.
he's got one. He's like got like one in his hand. He's like, but one of my babies survived. It is good. You just hand grab it. No! This is for Grandmaster.
I'm still getting paid for my performance.
No. And you just wolf it down. It's delicious. Work of art. Must have taken a lot of time to make. A lot of time, a lot of effort, sweat,
God,
tears.
You just had a second and a half look in your eye where I thought, oh my God, this is poison.
It was for the Grand Messer, after all.
Oh, gosh. I wish I thought of that.
Fuck.
2 seconds ago. No, you're good. So you're pounding down the stairs right now, trying to follow up Blanche. It takes you, I think, 2 more turns to reach where they are right now. But you're going to be there soon. Okay. That's Harlan. Do I go for Blanche? Do I go for the pig man? All right, I'm going to roll a D6. Evens are Blanche. Odds are Jean. If I get an odd, I'm going to roll a D4. And a 4 hits Jean. And I'm then going to roll a die to hit Jean with my actual attack.
Oh, my goodness.
This
is
fucked
the pig
up.
Man really a bigger threat than Blanche? Or
the pig man?
Well, no. That's why I'm asking.
What?
Is Blanche really a contender in the who's the bigger threat here?
I mean, the pig man, things are just aren't happening. No, you can argue with me. I'm on my die.
It's your magical poison.
It's an even. It's Blanche. You can get whomped on. Blanche, get whomped.
Good luck.
First attack is going to miss.
Yeah.
8 on the die. But you got 2 attacks. Second attack looks like it's going to hit. Maybe. Mm. That is a 22.
Reaction shield.
Oh! Okay.
Boom.
He goes to slash that, slammed at you with a sword, and you just shield up, take the blow, misses. Okay, that's good shit. That's good shit. Okay, he's going to call his buddy to make an attack against you. Ooh, that's actually going to hit. No, wait, you have shield up.
Oh, does it last for the turn?
It does, and that's going to be a 22 again. So
wow.
It lasts for the
smokes.
Whole turn. This guy goes to hit you too with his reaction and bounces off the shield.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Fucking Blanche Trudeau. Amazing.
Can't touch this.
You cannot touch this, okay? That Duergar is going to make his actual turn now, and he's just going to turn towards you, Blanche, because you just hit him really hard. It's a natural one. fuck, give me something horses. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a horse illusion.
You know, bats are kind of like horses. And suddenly Turbo flies down from the ceiling and stretches his eyes and he's going just like...
Bats are kind of like horses.
Bats are kind of like horses.
They're animals, right?
They have feet. Do they? Yeah,
bat?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because they grab ceilings with them. Anyway... This guy's sad. He's prone. I don't know.
He's prone?
He drops prone. It's a bat touches him.
Holy
it's natural
moly.
One. Having fun.
All right.
Having fun.
That's
makes
great.
A neigh sound. He goes, as he falls
that's
over.
Great for me.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Jean Franklin's up.
All right. Oh, gosh. This is a hard one. I guess Jean Franklin, I really think it's a little risky, but I think it's right for him to attack Harlan.
He would want to fight with Blanche.
Yeah, I think so.
You made it, sir. You made it.
15.
15 will actually miss.
Yeah.
He tries to go in, swipe in. Harlan's, even though distracted, kind of like moving around to hit you, and the spear goes wide, but Jean's still standing firm, like, you made it, sir. Let's take him down together.
If only he was smaller, we could be flanking.
It's true. Okay. Jules, you're within sight of the door. Next round, you'll be there.
Okay.
Blanche, you're up.
All right. Tough decision. The Duergar is down, but less of a threat. Okay, I guess I'm just going to eliminate that Dwargar threat.
Okay.
21.
Yeah, that hits. Also advantage because prone.
Right. I mean...
the melee attack, so...
even higher.
Okay. Yeah, you hit the Dwargar.
Yeah. 21.
What's it look like? What?
Yeah.
That's so high.
I know.
What's it look like when you take this Dwargar down?
8, 6, 7. Geez, really nothing flashy. Like the Dwargar goes down.
Turbo's still flapping on his head as he's trying to swat Turbo. Turbo's fighting with you, helping you out.
Yeah, and she just very slow, well, not slowly, but just like, I don't know, like weird matter-of-factly just pokes him in the belly with her sword and starts to focus on...
just poke, and he slumps down. The bat just skitters off to the ceiling, getting out of range. Holy shit.
Now it's time for Harlan.
Time for Harlan. Who do I hit? The pigman just tried to hit me. Mm. You just took out my buddy. I'm going to roll a d6 again.
All right.
This time it's going to be on Jean.
You know what? D4 has odds and evens as well.
I don't care. Marty, roll up. Rolling that now. It's a 4 on the die. I get to actually hit Jean this time.
Are you going
to
try?
He just spins around. Pigman! I'm taking you out! 17 on the die.
That's no... oh, on the die.
On the die.
Yeah,
it's going to
hit. Yeah, okay. Yep, that definitely hits. It's
plus 7.
Yeah,
4.
Sure.
Nerd. 4. Looked like an awesome roll, and the second die happened.
He's really low, so...
it's only going to be 12 points of damage.
Oh, wow, he's still up. Holy smokes.
I thought I had him. It was a low.
Wow.
The first roll was 2d8. First roll was a 7. Second was a 1. So...
wow.
Wow, wow.
Yep, with a plus 4, 12 points of damage. It's... I mean... yeah. Yeah, that sucks, buddy.
That's huge.
It's very different perspectives, but he just slides in, hits John. Stand tall!
All right, 4 All right. HP. All
wow,
right, see if we
I
can make
easily could have...
yeah.
Wait, that was my first attack.
Oh, no.
I get 2 attacks. Make that save now, because you might drop the illusion. I don't roll D4 anymore.
It's a 9.
The pig man. Vanishes. Jean finally hits his mental limit.
Oh.
And now Harlan sees him true.
She's just like the scared little Jean standing there now, where the mighty pigman once stood.
And I get to make another attack on Jean. 13 on the die. Let me double check this.
That's a 20.
It's a plus 7. It is a 20 to hit.
Uh-oh.
I'm taking Jean Franklin to downtown. He's going
so
down
stupid.
In this town. I mean, yeah, 8 plus 4.
Yeah.
He's down. 8 plus 4 plus 4. He's down. This, Jean, the pigman drops. Jean's eyes flicker to you for a second, Blanche, and all this, like, courage and joy and hope vanish for just this brief instant because he realizes he's got his eyes locked with yours, and that sword comes down hard. And Jean Franklin just, boom, gets plowed down to the back of the cell, blood streaking from this open wound down his chest, and he goes unconscious and is dying. But Harlan is turning towards you now.
Right,
and the thug does not get to make an attack because thug is down. Just 1v1. Or is it? First things first. Make a roll for Jean. Death save.
Yep. Fail.
One fail.
Fuck.
Or was I? Oh, yeah. 1 for 1. Or is it? Because just then, boom, Jules LaRoche comes into the room right behind Blanche. Let me put you on that map, Jules. Can Mr. LaRoche turn this thing around?
And he immediately casts blindness, deafness.
Oh, my gosh. On Blanche.
Con save.
Okay. Oh, come on. You get one. I think it's a tweener. Hang on, let me see what my con is. We have a high con. Come on. Not a tweener enough with an 11, I'm guessing.
No.
Nice.
He is blind.
Harlan is blind. Wow. Okay. Just step into the room. What do you say? What do you do as you, like, do this thing?
No!
Oh shit, you hear that scream of Jean as like this goes, you know something's going on. You see blood streaking the wall, streaking his sword,
and
Blanche
I know
standing
enough
in
about
horror.
This poison now.
Mm.
Oh ho ho ho, because I can't see anyone.
Nope.
This makes you attack violently attack anyone you see. And I'm blocked. Huh. So did I... Huh. This is an inter... Huh.
Now at the end of your next turn, you can make another save.
But what are you going to do for the whole turn, though?
Yeah.
Harlan spins around to Blanche, raising the blade. Jewel steps in the room. Those eyes look at you, Jewel. And then your magic strikes his face. His eyes sort of cover over by some like sort of like a black, like smog almost. And Harlan just stands still as if frozen in stasis. And now I'm going to make a save on my turn. But my turn is end of my turn, correct?
That was Jules' turn.
Oh, sorry. I jumped to Harlan's turn.
That was Harlan's turn.
Oh.
Harlan was after you. Did you have something you want to do?
Sorry. Wait, I thought Harlan was just before me. Oh, no, that was Jean. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, wait, because Blanche was supposed to go. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Blanche, you're up.
Okay. Blanche is going to resort to military barking orders. Ladue, get Jean.
Yes, sir.
Jules, I'll take care of Harlan if you can help out to our godfriend.
Advantage because he's blind.
Oh, nice. Don't need it, but let's see if we crit. Nope. But it was like a 17, I think, on the die.
Okay.
Or 16, sorry. It was a 16. Do. Just a 12.
12 will not hit.
No. Sorry. It was a 16 on the die plus 8.
My brain is fried. Yes.
12
will do damage.
12 was the damage.
12 damage
Man,
will not.
Skipping turns.
12 damage not... will not hit. Where the fuck am I? Harlan's turn to make him that save. You strike him. But he still seems confused. Like his eyes are, his face like looking around at nothing and into the void. He can't. It's like his brain doesn't know what to do, how to react, because something that's pushing it towards a goal has no goal to push towards unless he can break free. 16 on the die.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So he starts to kind of clear.
You!
That's fine, we skipped around.
You started the way of the law! You!
Okay.
I don't want to do this, Harlan. We'll save you.
And that's just the three of you at this point. Jean needs to make...
Rip my pants through the storm shield.
I just realized, like, because I was like, I was terrified. If you rolled a one,
yeah,
that was permadeath, and it was like hit me, and I was like, I was watching you with just utter stark horror.
Yeah.
You crit?
Yes.
Holy
through the storm
shit.
Shield.
Oh my
you
god.
You yell Ledoux. You yell Ledoux. You say, like, you know, get him up. Ledoux turns to Jean. Just, Jean, please, Jean, you have to stand now, okay? I know it hurts. I know it's hard, but you have to stand. You have to stand because I know you're that guy. I know that honor, that heroism, it's in you. It's always been in you. Jean, stand now. And you watch Jean's eyes snap open.
Ah, so cool.
Despite the pain, despite the blood streaming his shell, Jean takes a spear, slams it down, uses it to hoist himself up, and moves back towards the fight.
I do. Stand behind me. I will protect everyone.
Make an attack with Jean Franklin. Whatever you want to do with Jean Franklin. This is cool as shit.
I mean, he's just got to attack. We just got to end this. It's just a 12. Why do I keep rolling horrible with Jean?
He's blurry. He's there, but he's up. He's up, and that's what matters. Holy shit. My heart stopped for a second. Okay. Wow. Ledoux stands back, and that's going to be Jules. You're down to the wire on this. Harlan looks, I will say, Harlan looks pretty bad. He looks quite bad right now.
Hey, Harlan. Your outfit's tacky as fuck. And Jules casts Vicious Mockery.
All right.
Wisdom save.
It's gold filigreed armor. How dare you? It's black armor. It's so cool. Not cool enough with an 8 in the die.
No, not at all.
He's very proud of his armor. How dare you?
So you get 1d4 psychic damage and disadvantage on your next attack roll.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Hold on. It's 2d4.
I was going to say, I was like, 1d4 is really...
And that's 5.
5 is not bad. He's looking rough. Holy shit. And that's Blanche.
Okay, here we go. Dirty 20. two eights in a row.
Oh my god.
And a four for 20 damage.
20 damage. Harlan actually is still up, but barely.
Oh my goodness.
Barely standing. You strike him. He's making his attacks. It's his turn. He's raging. He's going at you, Blanche.
Disadvantage on this attack.
Disadvantage on the first attack. He misses fully.
Nice.
Second attack. This is his last chance. Last chance. It's a one on the die.
Oh my.
Turbo flies up into his face.
Turbo!
Turbo's kicking his ass. Everyone together. Holy shit. With Turbo on his face, John by his side, Blanche in front, Jules behind, everyone working together to stop this threat. It might just come down to Jean Franklin Montelio. Jean, what are you doing? Come on, roll good.
A natural one!
Fuck.
He was almost cool.
I can't roll anything with Jean tonight.
I mean, standing up is cool. He's got his on his spear. I think he goes to hit, and he's like barely able to stand, but he's just standing sort of firm. His attacks have no power behind them. Yeah. He's like shaking, but he's there. And he looks to you, Blanche. He looks to you, Jules. Jules, you're up.
Who dressed you, your grandmother? And he's going to cast Vicious Mockery again.
If this fucking kills this big badass, this drops my badass.
Oh, my mom had style.
It's a five on the die. You're going to damage. No, no, you can't.
Six.
I had seven. I'm still on
my goodness.
That was a good blow. He's throwing
it. And disadvantage again.
My grandma was a lovely woman. She had style, damn you. roaring. Disadvantage again. Before I can even make that attack, disadvantage. Blanche is up. Blanche, can you finish this fight?
Let's end this.
Sir, finish this.
Oh, no, I don't think so. That's just a 13.
That won't hit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Harlan's
drag,
up with
drag,
one HP.
Drag.
One HP. He's up. Disadvantage versus attack. Let's do this thing. Two on the die with disadvantage. He misses Blanche the first attack.
Come on,
second
Jean.
Attack is coming.
I know. I want Jean to have it so bad.
Yes. It's a four on the die.
Oh.
He misses.
Okay.
Jean stands
on,
tall.
Jean,
okay,
let's go.
Jean,
let's
do
go.
Something
let's
cool,
go.
Buddy.
Come on, Jean. Take advantage. I don't care. I want them to win this.
16 on the die.
Don't
plus
take
five.
It. He gets it. Yes. Yes. I'm rooting for this so hard now.
Oh,
Jean
my God.
Plants his foot. One
fucking
HP.
Wild.
You don't need to roll. You don't need to. You don't need to.
Yeah, I don't have my damage die on me.
Describe it. He plants his feet.
And he finally, right underneath Harlan's armpit, goes through his armpit, out his neck, and pulls it back through.
Wow.
On my honor, I will strike! Slides in perfectly. Like, just like, yeah. Harlan goes limp, weapon still raised in the air to strike down at you, Blanche. Jean slowly pulls the spear back. Breathing heavily. I think you just watch as he collapses at the exact same time that this great body of this giant Duergar falls as well.
Blanche immediately jumps to the first fallen Duergar to try and stabilize.
Think that. You just rolled it right over the die.
Way out of the box.
Come on.
It's an 11.
Does not stabilize. Okay. So we're kind of like, we'll stay on initiative just until we get these stabilized.
Right.
Jean has 5 points. You can put 1 point in each person to bring them back.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'd be Jean next.
Yeah, Jean will run over to the first Duergar and put a point in him.
Okay. Duergar. Duergar's eyes open.
What the hell? What happened? What did I do? What the fuck did I do?
He's like weeping. Jules.
Harlan
is down.
Harlan?
Just Harlan, yeah. And he looks bad. Jean like and fucked him up.
do we have manacles or anything?
Or Harlan would. They used some manacles on Xenia, but they probably have extra pair.
Well, I'm gonna put them on.
Okay. Wait. Actually, he shrinks. Yeah. So he's giant, but he does shrink down.
Okay. You know
what? Falls.
I'm just gonna fucking stabilize him then.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
I'll go ahead and do that.
He's back to Harlan size, bite sized Harlan.
But not with a two.
Ooh,
oh,
boy.
My gosh. Okay.
All right. Blanche will try.
Rolling some die. Well, you're rolling some die.
17.
Harlan stabilizes at zero HP. Blanche, you have medical training. You run over, slide down, and you're just kind of where you had trouble with the first wear guard. You go to Harlan, and you saw that wound clearly. It took him out. Maybe you don't even know how to deal with psychic damage, but you know how to deal with physical damage.
Sure.
You've taken your fair share of wounds. You go to bandage it. And with that, this plot comes to an end. Two battles. Two victories. Xenia, is it over? Oh my god. Oh my gods. My gods. It's over.
It's all right, child. Your Tata's coming.
There's just open weeping echoing through this room. A sorrowful sound, but in this place, it is quite joyous. I mean, and we'll call it there.